And we start this hour in Michigan, where the Secretary of State plans to send mail-in ballot applications to 7 million voters before the state's August primary and the general election in November. In response, President Trump tweeted a threat to withhold federal funding to the state because he says the mail-in ballots are illegal, although it's unclear which law he claims Michigan's Secretary of State is violating.
Well, meanwhile, parts of central Michigan are otherwise occupied. They are underwater after days of heavy rain caused two dams to breach yesterday. The Sanford and Edenville dams failed, forcing about 10,000 residents in Midland and surrounding townships to evacuate. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency. Here she is in a press conference yesterday.
This truly is a historic event that is playing out in the midst of another historic event. And so we need to make sure that we keep our wits about us and work on this together.
The Tittabawassee River is expected to crest at 38 feet. Midland's city manager calls this the equivalent of a 500-year flood event. Tracy Samilton of Michigan Radio is there. Tracy, what's the latest?
Hi, Robin. Well, the latest is the governor just finished an aerial tour of the area, and she says it's just devastating to see the damage from the flooding. We've got about, 10,000 people who had to be evacuated, and some of them are here at Midland High School. Some other high schools have been opened to take care of people who, you know, can't find relatives or friends to stay with. And as you mentioned, you know, the floodwaters haven't gotten their highest yet, so we still have flooding to come.
Well, as you say, you're at a high school where evacuated residents are sheltering, and the governor said people should continue to practice social distancing. So talk about this collision of pandemic and flooding. Is it possible for them to socially distance?
Almost everyone's wearing a mask. They have the cots set up at good distances, and everybody's being really quite careful. And it's really important because a lot of the people here are elderly folks, disabled folks, people in wheelchairs, and they know that they really need to keep these people safe. And so far, it actually looks like they're doing the very best they can.
Are you saying that they're on cots there? So are they keeping everything apart?
Yeah, they're more than 6 feet apart, most of the cots. Everybody pretty much is wearing face masks that I can see. And they're being really careful, especially because of the elderly folks who are here. And I think they're doing as good a job as they can at social distancing.
Well, meanwhile, what happened here? Because we know back in 2018, federal regulators revoked the hydropower generating license for the Edenville Dam, citing owner negligence and safety issues, including an inability to handle a major flood. So why wasn't that repaired?
Well, it's been tied up in litigation, apparently, with the state of Michigan. The company that was in charge of the dam said to the federal government, well, we can't fix things right now because we're trying to get permits from the state and they're slowing things down. And of course, it's been proved they weren't ready for a flood of this nature.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you know, the National Guard's helping out. What do people need?
Well, the National Guard has generally been doing evacuation. They're over at Dow Chemical because we've got some chemical storage ponds there that are commingling with floodwaters. So they're trying to help Dow Chemical. But most of the evacuations have already taken place. Here at the high school that I'm at, there has just been an incredible outpouring from the community, food pouring in, volunteers pouring in, and, these people are actually being taken care of really, really well.
And just briefly, we know there's been political tensions in your state, to put it mildly, protests, some armed, some ugly. The president tweeting support of protesters who were protesting against the governor's stay at home. Is all of that kind of taking a back seat to what's going on or what's happening?
You know, I don't think there are any protests scheduled for today, but we're talking about, protests that have been popping up in different parts of the state. They tend to be very small. Most people, when you look at the polls, support the governor's executive orders for social distancing and staying at home if at all possible. And so for the most part, these are not really large rallies.
Yeah. And now you have people who can't even get to their homes because of the water. So really tough times there in Michigan. Tracy
Sammelton.
Tracy Sammelton with Michigan Radio. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.